Hoi, 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 cheeky monkeys.
Toppy,
toppy, toppy.
It's Burkamp.
Hashtag fuck Ellis.
That's magnificent.
Hello, John.
Up and out.
Well done. Bye-bye.
Good evening and welcome to a very special, not only 300 ABW, this is also a hashtag We Care Do You special. Brunaholic, how are you, David?
I'm all right, thank you very much, Josh, and thanks for inviting me along to explain a little better my understanding of what it is that we're setting out to achieve. I must say to everybody that I'm not a spokesperson for the group. This is merely my take on where we're going with it. And so I'm quite happy to take questions on the basis that this is my understanding of what's going on, which is basically that you have a group of Arsenal supporters organisations, of blogs and of influencers who over recent years have fallen on different sides of the various walls that have been constructed in social media. And someone had the bright idea of stripping back, of dismantling all those walls and saying, well, okay, what we're doing at the moment isn't achieving anything other than pitting Gooner against Gooner. So what can we do to make the whole experience a bit more positive? Well, we concentrate on the things that we can agree on. And there's no doubt, no matter what side of the Wenger fence you were on, no matter what side of the protest you were on, no matter what side of the boycott fence you were on, the one thing we share in common is a love of Arsenal Football Club. And so basically, we've all got together, issued a statement behind which we hope we can build something rather than destroy something.
Perfect. I would say thank you to everybody that's in the chat box as well that has joined us this evening. I can see we've got Archie in there, Christian Andreasen, J-Rob, Carl Palmer, Reese1237, That China Life, MJL, I've got David Faber in there as well, Skynet, 1883, I've never heard of him, Shane Johnson, 1980, Mr. Boblex, Loki73, and George Martin McLudden as well. So, yeah, I think you covered one of my first questions that's like, who and kind of what is this? It's not a petition. It's not a protest. It's something in between, as you say, just almost a movement. You're not cronking it out. Are you more looking to try and work with what we've got? It may not be what we want or the person in charge, but it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly that. I think our first objective would be we have been, as a club, as disparate supporters, unsuccessful in establishing lines of communication between us and the Cronky family that haven't existed while we were kind of disparate groups. So we think we have a better chance of engaging with them if we present more of a unified force, more of a unified voice. And what it isn't is an attempt to oust or persuade Stan Kroenke to sell up, because that isn't within our power. We don't have any say in that. What it isn't is we're not calling for people to protest and to boycott games and to boycott the merchandising. It's ways and means of establishing communication with the club so that we can get meaningful news about how they propose to get us to the things that they promised us when they took over the club. For example, Stan Kroenke himself had put in his name this desire for us to be continually competing for the Premier League and the Champions League, which was directly at odds with what he later said about he didn't buy Arsenal to win things. And so we don't really know what they are targeting in order to get us to the goals that they now have set themselves. And we think as supporters, we consider ourselves as supporters, but we think for them as customers, it would be important to keep us in the loop about what their ambitions are and how they intend to get us there.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did the collective come about of the group of bloggers we've got? Because, of course, as well as your esteemed self, I see we've got Gav from She War as well as part of it, and Arson Gunner blog. How did all these people get together?
It actually was a number of people who knew each other, who wanted to do something positive and who got together. It wasn't one individual. It was a group of people who decided that this was a way forward and it was something we had to try. It works or it doesn't. This is the first stage. We hope there's some feedback to come in the supporters meeting on, I think it's the 25th of July. But if there isn't, we then have to consider what the next stage of it is. But I have to say that the response today has been very encouraging, particularly from the mainstream media. I've had some very kind things to say. And particularly, you said earlier that there's not a petition attached to it. Well, there wasn't. As I understood, there wasn't going to be. But one has appeared and it's gone viral. And the last time I spoke to somebody was an hour ago, and it was over 30,000 and heading towards 40,000 signatories apace. It's probably got there already. We could not have dreamt of anything of that enormity at 9:15 this morning when we published.
Absolutely. So what were the, this is going to be my next kind of question, and I had them all laid out. Whilst we do that, let's go. So we've got some questions in as well from our listeners, so I'll ask you those. So we've got one from Manyank Nagendran, who's at MYK Nag. First off, it's great to see a concrete effort being made to rectify a wrong, and a huge kudos to all for speakgating this. The most obvious question is, what's the minimum commitment from KSE that you can be seen as a positive outcome?
Thanks for the question, Mayank, and I hope we're pronouncing that right. Forgive us if we're not. The minimum that we're looking for is to open a line of communication so that we can understand what their objectives are, so that we can understand how that they propose to get there. Because we may be talking about two different things at the moment. It's quite funny when we published this morning, that immediately supporters of other clubs were saying, well, what have Arsenal supporters got to moan about? And I do kind of get that, but I would say that we have become used to periods of success, that the move from Highbury to Ashburton Grove was supposed to deliver more of. And whilst I accept and enjoyed immensely the three FA Cups in 5 years, we haven't been really competitive in the league other than when we snuck second place in a three-horse race from Tottenham in 2016. I thought last season we were going to be probably third when we got to March, April time, and the implosion was quite spectacular, but that's probably going to come up as part of a future question. So I think there are possibly differences between what the Cronky family think we need to achieve, what our expectations are as supporters, and perhaps they need to manage our expectations and deal with the fallout of that if there is any.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes on to and reminds me of what my question was. Within the statement, it was quite open in terms of, I wouldn't say demands, but it demands in that kind of way of almost expectations as supporters, what information we should get back and forth. Was there any conversation of or targets of thought to be put into that in terms of things we'd like to see at the club? I know things like the atmosphere was mentioned and safe standing. Is that one of those that is there like almost a commitment you'd like to see, or is it more of a open statement back to the club for them to come back to us as fans to let us know what they plan to do?
Yeah, it's very much an open letter to establish that line of communication and to establish what the level of that is going to be and what we can expect from each other I suspect some people will say, well, I know what level of communication you're going to get, same as you had in recent years. But if you don't try, you're not going to find out. And so what we've tried to do in there, if we've suggested different points that we feel needs addressing. And some people have said, made the points that they're kind of unrelated, some of them, but they're actually not, because they're all to do with the ongoing engagement with the supporter base. And so if you look early doors, we're talking about the frustration with the team performances over the last decade. It's not put in terms of we're bloody furious, what the bloody hell are you playing at? It's cold statements of fact. And, you know, what are we doing, going to do about it going forward in order to improve that level of performance? What are we going to do to get to the end of last season and not snatch a Europa League place from the jaws of a Champions League place, which was there? Our name was on it. You then go on to the bit where we're talking about better governance of the club, in terms of we understand that Stan is a hands-off owner. And if I try to put that in some kind of context to people who don't understand the magnitude of why that might be the case, he's dealing with a new stadium for Los Angeles at the moment that is costing him personally, forgive me if this isn't the exact number, but it's a ballpark figure and a good one, around £1.6 billion. That's personally. There's another £3 billion going into that from the NFL, because it's a shared stadium with the Chargers, not just for the Rams. So the Arsenal is kind of a little spot in his empire, and we need to try and make it attractive to him or whoever his nominated representatives are to pay a little bit more attention to maybe maximise his revenue. But maximising his revenue on Arsenal is nothing like what he obviously expects to make out the Rams when you start talking in terms of those sums of money. So what we're saying is quite simply, there is a need probably for a different board structure here. Bless them, Sir Chips Keswick and Lord Harris were instrumental in ensuring when we moved stadiums that we had finance available on very favourable terms at a time when the economy was taking a dive south. And we owe them for that. I know there are people who kind of see them as pretty much as paper figures these days, and that's possibly fair. But we're talking about maybe injecting some more experience of younger experience of business, of sports, hopefully with an Arsenal connection, in order to oversee what's going on over here for Stan. So that's another of the things that we're looking at. You were talking about safe standing. There's a degree of the amount of empty seats that are around at the moment for most matches last season, leading to a lack of atmosphere. Lack of atmosphere prevents other people from coming. You need to start generating something. Safe standing is one of the things that can deliver that. So although it is a completely separate topic, it's part of the same thing. You can start maximising the revenue, and that's going to do Stan some good, as well as create some money for the football club to spend. So that basically is where we're coming from. There's a last bit that I know has been controversial about the creation of the European Super League. I think the chances of that happening are pretty remote, but it is an important thing to have in there to emphasise that it's of little value in doing that, in forming that, other than for the Sheikh-owned clubs. Unfortunately, there aren't that many of those yet.
Yeah, absolutely. As you were discussing, the statement has got a lot of short-term and long-term pieces in there. One of the questions we've got from Russ Morgan is, this is a want, but I'm going to change it to like to see in the short term.
Oh, now there's a question. In the short term, I don't think there's a great deal in the short term, other than it would be nice if you could perhaps have, I'm dreaming now, Josh Kroenke turns up on the 25th. Josh Kroenke personally addresses the questions that have been raised rather than hand it over to Raoul and Vinay, who I know are in the early days of their tenure of the club, who are struggling to get to grips with what the club means, who by their treatment, I'm going to be very controversial now, who by their treatment of the club captain have shown they don't get what Arsenal have been about in the past. And let's leave that there. It'd be great if Josh could come across and deal with it rather than sublet the issues to two guys who are still learning their trade.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so long as Josh gets the dress code for that as well, after his wardrobe faux pas, shall we say, in the last couple of days.
Maybe.
So got another couple of questions come through on Twitter as well. One from Richie Arsenal at Rich Beckers. And this was a really interesting one from based on how everybody's tried to kind of rally the fans before. He's asked, how do we make a physical stand? What can we possibly do to show him in a hostile way this won't end before he leaves? Pitch invasions, enjoying the stadium. I think it's entering the stadium or not being in the stadium for the first 10 minutes, etc., etc. Is that the kind of thing you're looking for, a physical stand? You've already said hostility is out of the question at the moment. We're trying to build bridges. Yeah. And destroy them.
And again, let me say here at this point, repeat that I am not a spokesperson for the group, but my understanding of where we would want to go is we would want to avoid what may have been mistakes in the past, because they tended to divide the fan base rather than unite, and they turn supporter against supporter rather than supporter against distant owner. That's not to say that that is ruled out at some point in the future, but it would have to be a form of protest that was considered acceptable. And that's a route down which we don't want to travel quite yet. Let's see where negotiation gets us, and then we'll take on the options from there. But again, that's my view personally.
Perfect. Another question as well from Stan the Man, and said, should this letter have been presented after the transfer window closed? I admit so far our movements in it have been shambolic, but perhaps we should have waited to see what the end of result was of our business before we judged.
Yeah, my own personal view is that no, I think the timing is absolutely right. You have lost this summer Petr Cech, an experienced international goalkeeper. Stefan Lichtsteiner, no matter what your view of him was, and I understand you don't have to come at me here, but he's the only fit right back in the club. We've lost one of the world's great box-to-box midfielders on a free transfer by mismanaging his contract. And we've lost an England striker in Danny Welbeck, who was the only realistic cover we had for Aubameyang and Lacazette. All we've brought in as a replacement is an 18-year-old Brazilian, albeit an exciting one, but chances are he's going to take a year to settle at least into English football. It would be a surprise to see him hit the ground running. And there's been no other confirmed activity. We've all seen the stories about Kieran Tierney. We've all seen the stories about Saliba. I see today we've sent a doctor to Brazil to give a physical to Everton. Really? Have we? You can leave things too late. There was the summer where we only signed Petr Cech and everybody was saying, wait, it's not over yet. The window is not closed. And it closed and all we had was Petr Cech. We need to get this out in the open now to try and provoke, isn't the right word. Not provoke the club, but to provoke the conversation, if you like. To prompt the conversation would be a better word.
Yeah. So I think following on to that, as well, in terms of timings, you said that Is it the annual supporters meeting? Is what, a couple of weeks away? Or no, even a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, a couple of weeks.
25th.
If I get my dates correctly. And that's before the
transfer. Thursday week, I think.
Yeah, before the transfer window closes.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
The kind of the overall statement of that letter isn't just to address this particular transfer window. It's a larger thing. The atmosphere.
It's a great opportunity for both sides to get together and understand where we're coming from.
And I've got one final question. Of course, if anybody watching now has any questions for us, I will put them to David as and when they come through. I've got one here from Shane Joshua 1980 and said, if we, or if you are not protesting, how do we expect Stan to change?
We're not necessarily expecting Stan to change. What we would like to hope is that the Cronky family will change and engage more. And we do that in the first instance by negotiation. In any, I don't want to use the word conflict, but it kind of has become that. In any conflict situation, the first resolution has to be peaceful. And it has to be by negotiation. And that applies to far more important things than the way that we feel our football club is being run. Although I accept that is absolutely crucial to so many of us. But it's negotiation is the start point at all times.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. It's one of the reasons why, as soon as it came out, I kind of looked at not only the signatures of who was there, but what the petition was saying in it as well. The statement was saying that it wasn't aggressive. This is how negotiations have done. We will always want the Arsenal to be successful, and burning our bridges with our owner straight away without even trying to speak to them is, it just seems odd to me that we go that way immediately to hostility. Potentially it's why we've not got the response we want yet. Also, a huge thank you to J-Rob as well, who's just come in with a €2 donation as well. Thank you as always.
Good man. Thank you, J-Rob.
In terms of questions, let me just quickly check the Twitter. David, have you got a couple of questions that have come through as well?
No, the last one I have is the present. Should it have been presented after the transfer window closed? Hey, hang on though. There's a peach. Christian Andreasen. What's the point of modern football anyway? That's magnificent. Here we are desperately trying to sound important about each other, and then you come and burst the bubble perfectly. I don't know what the point of modern football is, quite frankly. I enjoyed it a lot more a few years back. Funnily enough, pre-2005, when we were winning things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, going through it, unless there's anything else you would like to say on the We Care, Do You, David? I don't think
so. No, that's fine. Not only other than I'm always around on Twitter, as you know. If anybody does think of any questions that they want answered afterwards, albeit only my view, not necessarily the view of the collective, please do feel free to ask me, DM me, do whatever it takes, and I promise you I'll get back to you.
Absolutely. And that goes to any of us at ABW as well, and we'll happily pass those on to David. Or to anyone else that is involved in there, because I know Gav and, you know, Arseblog, Gunnerblog, they'll all be involved in trying to make sure that this is as clear a message as possible to ensure we get the greatest success. And thank you to the chat box as well. You've been excellent.
Yeah.
We're just doing a short one today to make sure we covered just the We Care, Do You open letter that came out today. And we were doing a full podcast later in the week, as well as covering the first preseason game that kicks off. It's
early hours of Wednesday morning.
Yes, I can't get my time zones quite right. It's tomorrow evening / early hours of Wednesday if you're this side in Greenwich Mean Time. But thank you as always. We've been a Burkamp Wonderland, and goodbye.